A thought for today. I touch my world as I would be touched by it. I touch my world as I would be touched by it. I touch my world as I would be touched by it. A young lady called on the phone the other day and asked for treatment. And I gave her a powerful treatment and I said, see yourself whole and perfect. You're living in your balanced mind and your balanced body and your balanced world. You are harmonious, harmonious, harmonious. She was calling from Germany and I said, what time is it there? And she said, 9 o'clock. And it was noon here. And I said, all right, call me back at noon tomorrow, 9 o'clock your time at night. And tell me how you feel. And I want you to say between now and then, I am balanced, I am balanced, I am balanced. I have a good foundation. I am stable, I am balanced. The next day, promptly at noon, she called back. Her voice was powerful and delightful. I am balanced, I am balanced, I am balanced. Before she said, I am balanced, I am balanced, I am balanced. And when she called back, after only one day, 24 hours, of saying every moment, I am balanced, I am balanced, I am balanced, she had strength and power in her voice. She had strength and conviction in herself. And she spoke with such joy and such enthusiasm. And she said, I am balanced, I am balanced, I am balanced. I am stable. Now, is that going to be forever? Nope. The minute she stops saying those things, that's the end. The minute she stops saying the truth about herself, that's the end. I told her, whoever you're associating with, don't. Because the people you're associating with are used to having you be a little milquetoast, a little squeaky mouse. I'm no good, I'm nothing. And I said, you don't need to be around people like that. Find new friends. And with these new friends, be your new self. And these new friends will expect you to be your new self. Your old friends will expect you to be your old self. I touch my world as I'd be touched by it. And as you associate with these new friends, and they see you as a dynamic, powerful, balanced, stable person, that's what they will expect from you. That's how you will touch your life and how you touch their life. And then, after you've done that for a year, if you choose to include some of your old friends in your world, they'll say, yeah. Because they won't remember how you were. They will not have had an everyday occurrence with you. They will be new with you. And they will think to themselves, yep, that's the way she is. This new picture you put forth. But if you immediately go back with your old friends, they'll say, oh my goodness, aren't you powerful? Don't you think you're good? Don't you think you're wonderful? Don't you think that you're a fantastic person? Because the story we put forth about ourselves is how we touch the world and how the world touches us. We touch the world with exactly what we expect them to respond to in us. This morning, before we began our thought for today, we practiced some special deep breathing. And this is the deep breathing that the Hindus use, that the Americans use, that the Swiss use, and Italians use, and people all around the world use, New Zealanders too, you know. Everybody uses this breathing technique. But you don't use it regularly. Now I'm going to ask you to hold up your hands, but you don't have to do that. How many of you have heard of this breathing technique before? And of course, all of you raise your hand. Oh, yes, I've heard of it. How many of you have practiced it every day of your life.
Well, really, no. Why should I practice it every day of my life?
Because you want the gift that it has for you. You want to be touched by what it does for you. If I say to you, go out and take a sledgehammer and break up the concrete, you'll say, but I'm not used to doing that, and I'll get blisters. That's fine, wear a pair of gloves. So you go out there and you take the sledgehammer and you bound with it about 6 or 8 times, and you say, whew, this is a lot of work. And then you stop. And then the next day you go out and you pound 8 or 10 times. Whew, that's a lot of work. And there's no difference in the concrete. It's still just sitting there laughing at you, saying, ha, 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 ha. You think you can bust me apart? And you go out there the third day, and you pound a little more. And the fourth day, and the fifth day. And each time you pound, you are building up within yourself strength and muscles, but you don't know it. You just feel a little tired by doing it. And pretty soon after the 20th day, you come out there with that sledgehammer in one hand, wham, and the old concrete flies apart. You say, I did that? Let's try the other hand, wham, you know, two-handed. Give me two sledgehammers, bam, 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 bam. You know, oh, come on, Herb, that's silly. No, it isn't. If you persist in any training of yourself, whatever gift it has to give to you will be yours. You will be so touched by whatever you apply yourself to that it'll affect you immeasurably and affect your world immeasurably. This breathing that I suggested to you, we are told, breathe the other way around from what you're normally used to breathing. First breathe out. Well, I can't breathe in before I can breathe out. No. First breathe out. And as you breathe out, you have total control of breathing out. You keep pulling your tummy in. Pull up that diaphragm until your breath is all the way out, and then pull some more. You don't do it the first time you try it. But each time you try it, do it, like I suggested, 6 times every morning and every evening. Just 6 times, out and in. Gee, that doesn't seem like very much. It isn't. And as you do that, you will find you have so much control over getting rid of your breath. You're pumping it all the way out. Oh, you can breathe in. That's just natural. That's just the sympathetic nervous system operating, saying, breathe in. But it doesn't tell you to breathe out. You do that also naturally, but without thought. So now I suggest to you that you give thought to your breathing out. And you breathe out, and you breathe out, and you breathe out, and you breathe out. This is all in one breath. And you pull in your tummy, and you pull it in, you bring up your diaphragm, you breathe out, breathe out, breathe out, breathe out, breathe out. And you are cleansing your lungs so beautifully. You are purifying your lungs so beautifully. All the dust of the day, all the pollen, all of the whatever gets into your lungs through breathing, and everything does. And you know it all? You have a bunch of little people in there too. Little bugs that have come in with your breath. Little bacteria that are in the air. Things that live like that. They just breathe in every air, you know, they're there. And so you want to breathe them out. Breathe them out. Stir up that inner pockets of your lungs so that they're dynamic and powerful. Do you want to live a healthy life? If you want to live a healthy life, have good thoughts and good breath. Have good thoughts and good breath. Because with good breath, you have given your body the system it needs. Your body doesn't need food, doesn't need water, it doesn't need air. But it needs is to have you love it. And if you love your car, you'll wash it. But if you really love your car, you'll also take care of the engine, and you take care of the wheels and everything else about it. But if you only exteriorly love your car, you'll just keep it cleaned on the outside. We were wondering why our golf carts didn't want to go up some little hills. And then we looked inside and we saw a ton of dirt. Dirt in the air filter, dirt in the on the belts, dirt on everything, because it's very dirty out in the road. And so a couple times a week now we decided we're going to clean them up. And they run like a charm. They run as beautiful as you could want them to run, like they were brand new. And this is the way we always want them to run. So you get the dust out of the engine of the golf cart and it runs great. Get the dust out of your lungs and you run great. It's not the air coming in and the air going out. It's the pile of dust that gets in there and takes over control. When you have dirty thoughts about yourself, they manifest themselves as cancer or illness. When you have clean thoughts about yourself, they manifest themselves as wholeness and purity and goodness. You see, I touch my world as I'd be touched by it. And you know something else about us? Our body is our world. We think our body is us. We think our body is our reality. We think our body is the temple of the living spirit in which we live. And that's true. It is a temple of the living spirit in which we live. But it is not us. We can change our bodies as often as we like. You say, Herb, that sounds like reincarnation. No. Tell you a little secret. You probably didn't know this. But every moment of your life, you are dusting off the cells of your body. I don't have the current figure to mind, but within a period of time, 60 days, you have changed every cell in your body. Every cell in your brain, in your body, in your toenails. Oh, but toenails take 3 months, 6 months to grow, and the fingernails take 3 months to grow. Was that right? They're constantly changing. And if you have a scar on your body, it's because you think that scar there. Not because it has to be there. Your body is always returning to its original purity and integrity, dusting off that which is unlike itself. So you see, I touch my world as I'd be touched by it. I touch my body as I would be touched by my body. I touch the people in my world as I'd be touched by them. I touch life as I would be touched by them. You see, if we have difficulty in breathing in and breathing out 6 times in the morning and 6 times in the evening, think how simple it is for our body to go into disrepair when we don't put the thought in motion, I live in my eternally perfect, ideal spirit, mind, and body. Now, how many times a day do you say that? Let's take another case. Let's go to the hospital. And here we have this wonderful person lying there in the hospital bed. And they are in pain. They are hurting. Their body has all sorts of afflictions, which we won't mention because that's not the important thing. What is that person doing? Oh, oh, my body, oh. They're moaning and groaning about their body. Now, what's going to happen to their body? It's going to give them more to moan and groan about. Now, if they could turn around and say to their body, I live in my eternally perfect spirit, mind, and body. I live in my eternally perfect ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in my eternally perfect ideal spirit, mind, and body. Say it, say it, say it, say it. 24 hours a day. Say it. What would happen to them? What happened to our young friend in Germany who called and I had her say, I live in my stable body. I am balanced. What happened to her? In that 24-hour period, she didn't say it all the time. I'm not so naive to believe that she said it all the time. She said it when she thought about it, which wasn't too often. So maybe in a 24-hour period, she said it maybe 8 or 10 times. Oh, Herb, she did better than that. No, she didn't. Because you're not saying it when you have your mind on something else. Our mind has a tendency to drift and wander and float, and we go right with it. We can be saying, I'm home perfect, I'm home perfect. Oh, it's so wonderful to be sailing over here. Oh, it's so good, I'm home perfect. Our mind just takes us on journeys because our mind wants to cooperate with our predominant thought. And our predominant thought is that we are imperfect. That's our predominant thought. That's the thought the world gives us. That's the thought we give to ourselves. We're imperfect. Just think for 1 second. If I said to you, tell me that you're whole and perfect and don't laugh. Don't laugh. You couldn't do it. You couldn't tell me that you're whole and perfect without having your mind go to some imperfection you know about that we may not know about. You may know that you have a stomach ache. You may know that your toe is not perfect. You may know blah, blah, blah. You may know this. And every time I say to you, and I'll say, I live in my eternally perfect ideal, spirit, mind, and body, you say, sure, don't I wish. Don't I wish. And we negate it. We put another cause in motion, and of course, that's what we experience. What is our latest current thought? That's what we exist. That's what we experience. That's what we know. I told Stefan to go take a picture of a little girl who has a dirty face, who presents the flowers to her mommy, and I said, Stefan, stand right behind the mommy to take the picture and let the little girl say, here, mommy. And Stefan went over and took pictures, and the girl was going sideways and forward. She was sitting down, laying on the grass. She was laughing. She was doing all these things. He didn't pay attention to what I said. He didn't pay attention. He didn't get the picture. The little girl had a big bouquet of flowers. She didn't have something she ripped out of the garden, out of her mother's precious garden to give. So you say to the mother, you go over there and you say to the mother, Mother, I would like your daughter to rip your most precious flower out of the garden by the roots and then come and present it to you with innocence on her face. Mommy, these are for you. Number one, the mommy's not going to want her to do that. And number two, the little girl would love to do that because she, as the mother said, they love to do that. They sometimes come and bring her flowers and say, Mommy, I didn't do anything bad, you know. Like the wife says to the husband when he brings her flowers, What did you do this time? Instead of saying, How lovely. What a lovely thought. Garbage! Oh my goodness, what things we put into the world. Expect always whatever you would do. Oh, so whenever you would do something bad, you'd bring flowers to try to make amends. Oh, that's how it works. Mm-hmm. But you see, if this thought is the farthest from your mind, then you will take it on face value. The mother who really loves her little girl, really loves that little tyke, and she has just ripped up some of her precious flowers and brought it and presented it to mommy, for you, Mommy. Mommy would be so taken by it. She would be so thrilled by it.
She would not be able to say another thing.
She would not be able to say one thing or think one thing bad. Her heart would just flood with joy, her eyes with tears, and she would look at the little child and say, "You little sweetheart." And the little girl would say, "Hey, I got away with another one." Or the little girl would say, "Mommy, I love you. I really love you." Okay. All of these scenarios you can all readily see. Now, when Stefan goes and takes a picture of this little child, as he's doing now, is he going to have the child come walking directly to his mother or to him and present it after ripping it out of her mother's garden? Go ahead, rip them out of your mother's garden. Go ahead, rip it out, pull it out by the roots and give it to me. Bring it to me. She said, "Really? Really, could I do that?" You know? Mommy went out and clipped some flowers for her and made a beautiful bouquet, made sure that they had various colors in it. That's very nice, but very, very traditional, very professional. The picture that we wanted was this innocent little scamp who knew that she was doing something wrong, and she brought these flowers because she wanted to be mischievous and say, "Mommy, these are for you." And Mommy is supposed to melt. And when she does it out of sincerity, Mommy does melt. And this is the feeling that you want to get across with the picture. But you see, if you don't know what you want to get, you can never get it. Stefan can go over there and shoot 100 pictures. He shot about 30 or 40 pictures, but you can shoot 100 pictures and not ever get the right picture. Because the picture is in my mind and not in his mind. And when the picture is in his mind of what I want, then he can get it. But if he says to me, "Herb, I'm going to get a wonderful cover picture for the book." I say, "Super. Don't tell me anything about it. Don't tell me anything about it. You go and do it." And then he will go do it. But if he tells me anything about it, then he has to do what he's told me about. Or if he asks me what type of picture I want, then he has to go and get a picture that I want. But if he keeps it to himself and he goes out with his own graphic artist perception and takes a picture, it'll be beautiful. It'll be wonderful. I touch my world as I'd be touched by it. Each one of us do that. That little girl will come to Stefan with that scampish, impishness, mischievousness in her heart, not a bad little girl at all, and do this for whatever Stefan expects is what Stefan gets. I touch my world as I'd be touched by it. Now, how do you touch your world? How do you touch your world? What do you give into your world? What attitude do you give into your world? How do you stand up for your world? Do you really know what you want?
Well, I go into the hospital and people say they want to die. And the people say they want to live. And people say they want to do this. And people say,
"Hey, I don't care. I don't care what people say to me in the hospital. I know what I expect for them." What do I expect people to tell me when I go to the hospital? They want to live. They want to be in their whole and perfect spirit, mind, and body. That's what I expect. That's how I touch my world. Some may say they want to die. And I'll say, "Well, that's your choice. Why not live in a whole and perfect body?" "I'm so tired. Well, then, don't call on me. You tell me you want to live, here's how. Tell me you want to die, here's how. But I don't have to tell people how to die very often. Once or twice. But I don't have to tell them how to die very often. Because most people want to live. And do. But I tell them, hey, let's actively act like we're alive. Actively act like we want to live. Actively be this. I touch my world as I'd be touched by it. If ever you think I'm going to die, look to yourself very carefully, because you have dying thoughts in you. If ever you think I want to live, look to yourself. You have living thoughts in you. You're a master always. You touch the world as you would be touched. Be careful. Learn to put these ideas and these dreams and these thoughts in motion for you. Is Stefan ever going to get the perfect picture? When he has the perfect picture for himself. He may get the perfect picture for me easy, but the perfect picture for himself is much more interesting to come by, because his requirements for himself are far more intensive than my requirements for him. Because my requirements are pure innocence, and his requirements may be innocence, mischievousness, and impishness, and all these other wonderful things. Never try to live your life for another person or through another person, and always go out and do your own thing. Don't do it because Herb says it or somebody else tells you to do it. Do it because you're doing it for yourself. And when you do that, you're going to be very happy and very contented. Our Lady in Germany, she had a miracle happen. But she will call me again next week and tell me the same thing over again. And she'll call me the next week and tell me the same thing over again. And the day that she is sincere and really wants to apply this to her life, she will think these thoughts 24 hours a day for every day of the week, of the year, of the decade, of the millennia. She will live. I am a balanced person. I am stable. If you want health, you will live. I live in my eternally perfect ideal, spirit, mind, and body. You will live that 24 hours of the day, every single second of the day. If you say, I am a master, you will live that. That's up to you. I touch my world as I'd be touched by it. How do you want to touch your world? How do you want to be touched by your world? Do you want it to be good and beautiful and pure and whole and wonderful? Then that's what you should put in motion for yourself. If you want it to feel sorry for you, that's fine too. Whatever is your choice, just remember, whatever you're experiencing right now is what you're putting into motion for yourself. Just so simple. Just so beautiful. I touch my world as I'd be touched by it. I touch my world as I would be touched by it. I touch my world as I'd be touched by it. And I do so knowingly. I love you.